Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. And guess what? It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. Sun shining bright. Yes, yes. So I know that makes you light up, don't it? Yes, you do. You don't have a care in the world now because you're praising the Lord. Yes. So glad to be with you, you and you again today. Praying that everything is well with you, letting you know that we love you. We really, really do. And if you want us to show how we love you, you need to come and visit us or call us at 347-857-3925. And we'll tell you just how much we love you and appreciate you. Yes, we do. We thank God for you being there by whatever means you're listening to us. We want to thank God for you. We appreciate you. Oh, yes, 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 knowing that there is somebody listening. I appreciate you, honey. If I can catch up with you, I give you a big hug. And thank you. Yes, yes, yes. And pray, too. I'm still praying for you, you and you. And we trust that you're praying for us also. Why don't you talk to us? Tell us about it. Are you praying for us? 347-857-3925. And just let us know. We will appreciate it. You know, we need encouraging every now and then. You know, sometimes you think you're all by yourself here. Praise God, but we know that God not going to leave us alone. Ah, yes, yes, yes. So glad to be here. But, you know, we had some good news, you know. We wanted to tell you a little praise report. Maybe some of you have heard us praying for John Bimbo to get a kidney. And let me tell you, his sister told us, gave us a report that he got a kidney. And guess what? It's doing well, and John is back to work. Now, you know it's doing well, right? And listen, all of that happened this year. All of that happened this year since we've been praying for her. And she was so excited to tell us about it and, oh, to give that report. She was so, just happy. You could just see her jumping up and down. She was so happy, you know. That was wonderful. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, we thank God. We thank God that God can give you a kidney wherever way he want to give it to you. That's all right. I know you appreciate it, won't you? Be it he grow another one inside, heal that one you got, or he let get you a transplant, whichever one comes, right? I know you right about that. Amen, amen. And we want to pray today for a teenager named Lenoya. Lenoya. And Lenoya is waiting for results. For she has cancer of the uterus. That's what they think. They believe. But you know what? You think God can't do that too? God can cancel that assignment there that's sent to her in Jesus' name. And we plead the blood for her right now that it will cover her, that when he get the report, go in and looking for one thing, they're not going to find it. But she will be well, made whole, thanking and praising God for his wondrous acts, thanking him for his healing hand that was upon her life. In Jesus' name, we say, Lenoya, we ask right now that you praise God right now. Just say it's already done. It's already done. It's already done. Just keep saying it's already done. And Marie, we told you yesterday we were praying for, they called her Tootie, and they had rushed her to the hospital, and they did an operation yesterday, and they found they had 5 arteries clogged, 5. And she's in recovery now at this hour. Got a word last night. She's in recovery right now. So, you know, continue to pray for this lady. Continue to pray for her. And we knowing God can work. God is going to work. She got everything on her side. She got a bunch of praying people praying for her. And you are added to it, too, praying for her. And we praying for Troy, who also had blood clots. My, this seems to be something is going on in the air, isn't it? Had blood clots, and we are praying for them at this hour that God will touch them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Right now, Lord, touch them. God, all those that have these problems with their blood clotting, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to touch Jaleel and touch Jemiah. Touch these 2 teenage girls. Touch them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. They need help, Lord God. They need your help right now, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we ask you to touch Leroy the third. Touch Leroy the third, who has a court date coming up. Father, in Jesus' name, God, give him favor. Father, give him favor, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. Father, we ask you to touch our newfound friend, Danielle. We ask you to touch her right now, wherever she is, God. Right now, Father, she needs you, God. She needs you like never before, God. Lord, let her know right now that somebody is praying for her. We here are praying for her right now in the name of Jesus. Father, if she can listen to Blog Talk, let her hear it today. In the mighty name of Jesus, right now, Father God, we cancel that assignment of the enemy. Father, she feels broken. Right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, touch Danielle, Lord. Touch Danielle Powell. Let her know, God, that we are praying for her, keeping her before your throne. In the name of Jesus, save her soul. She asked for her soul to be saved, God. She's ready now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, save her soul and her children. In Jesus' name, we give you praise. Father, we ask you to touch Karen Burns also, Lord, in the name of Jesus, going for an operation. Touch her right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you all the praise and honor for what you are doing at this hour in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, we ask you to touch all those that didn't call in with their request. We ask you to touch them right now, Holy Father, in Jesus' mighty name. And let them know today, Lord God, let them know today you are on their side. Eh, yes, 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 you're on their side. And they don't have to fear, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to do something crazy. All right. Hugs and kisses, smooches to my good friend over there in St. Thomas. She sent me love and hugs, and I'm sending her love, hugs, and kisses and prayers back. How about that? But I'm still praying for that airplane. So hallelujah. Is it have to come to your door and get you? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ain't God good? God is good. We love that, sister. We really do. Hallelujah. We long, as Paul said many times when he go to a church and he hadn't seen him in a while, he said his heart longs to see them. His heart longs to see them. So this is what we're telling them over there. Our heart longs to see you. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's like an empty space. You ever thought of that? Ain't God good. He's still good. Amen. We still loving. We loving on you just the same. Amen. Ain't that good when somebody can love on you? Hallelujah. We're going to love on you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ah, can't you feel the love just flowing? My. I'm going lovesick now. Amen. Well, you know, it feels that way sometimes. Glory to God. God is just so good. I tell you too, you can't help but love him, huh? If you can't love, something wrong with you. You need to get saved. Okay. Now, I mean, let me give you a nice little word today. Certificates on your wall or books you have read might measure your intelligence, but in the end, all that knowledge pales in comparison to the wisdom gained when you truly participate in life with God as your mentor. Certificates on your wall or books you have read might measure your intelligence, but in the end, all that knowledge pales in comparison to the wisdom gained when you truly participate in life with God as your mentor. Amen, 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 amen. You know, God is good to us today. We thank God for our guests. Praise God. We thank God for our guests today. We have, what's your name? Pastor Boss. Just a minute, making all this noise. Pastor. We have Pastor Boss here. And we have Prophet Nathan here. And he decided to help preach. Praise God today. Yeah, you hear any noise? That means when he hear you talking, he want to talk too. Okay, so we may let him go ahead on. Him, he may start speaking in tongues. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Ain't God good? All right now. We ain't starting that now. We going and preach. Help me preach now. Hallelujah. Oh, we have a good time, you know, in God. And listen here. I enjoy my salvation. I don't endure it. I enjoy it. You know, some people want to just tolerate salvation, you know, and don't have fun in Jesus. Don't let the joy of the Lord overtake them. You see what I'm saying? Why you want to be a sourpuss all the time? Why you want to be looking ugly all the time? Frowned up face all the time? You're going to start looking like a prune after a while. You know, because you frown up too much. It's time to smile. You know, they used to say, smile. Jesus loves you. Smile. He loves you. He really loves you. Yes, he do. God loves you. Think about it now. Think about he loves you so much, he allowed you one more day, didn't he? Huh? You got one more day on this earth that you never thought that you would have. Oh, yes, yes, yes. For trials and tribulations are everywhere. I tell you, every day seems like something new pop up. Somebody got some new drama somewhere. You know, it look like devil don't never get tired, do it? He harass you all the time, and you don't know how to harass him back. Give him the devil, too. Give him some of his own medicine. You know, feed him himself. You know, glory to God. It's time for us to stop allowing him to harass us all the time, get us out of our rest. And every time you look, he come with something else. Say, listen, stop, hold it. I counsel that right now. Don't say another word. Throw your hand up. You know how you put that hand up in people's face? But throw the hand up in the devil's face today. Tell him that's it. No more. You know, enough is enough. Come on now. Tell him that. Talk to him. You don't talk to him. That's why he keep harassing you. Oh, go, Mr. Devil. I ain't even calling him Mr. Devil. See, because he don't deserve to be acknowledge like that in my life. Mm-mm, I don't know about yours, man, but I say in my life. Oh, God is good. I know. I'm finna get all into the evangelistic mode, aren't I? Oh, yes, and we forgot. We thank God for our engineer, Diane, here today, our dear sister, Diane, here today, as usual. She's not busy today, so glory to God. She's with us, you know. You know, one of these days, we're going to let her loose. Amen. She's been here long enough and heard me long enough to get loose herself, don't you think? Mm-hmm. Well, now, you could call in now and tell us, you know, how the word bless you and, you know, what God is doing for you. Just begin to praise him and thank him for what he already done in your life. You know, we will give you the opportunity at this time. If you call 347-857-3925, now, I can't hear you if you don't call. You got it? Mm-hmm. I know you did. All right, today we're going to talk a little bit of more about what we were talking about before. You know, the Holy Ghost in your life, the anointing in your life, we were talking about before. It's a pleasure to think about that. You know, it makes you feel good all over to know that God left you with something. He didn't leave you empty, huh? He did not leave you without a comforter. He said he'd go away and he would send back that comforter. But he had to go first. He had to go through the process that God had ordained for him to save our lives, save our souls. We should say it this way, save our souls. And he paid the ultimate price. He sacrificed everything for you and I that we may have a righteous life, that we may have a righteous life. Don't you want a righteous life? If you don't know Christ, it's time now for you to get to know him. But meanwhile, you know, I'm going to think about something I was thinking about, how God works. We was talking about that anointing on the previous broadcast and about how God can use almost anything, to bless you, to anoint you, to call you. And people don't understand, this is God's world, Jesus Christ, God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. This is his world, and we are in it. He's placed us in here, in this world, for a reason. And all the time, you may not know the reason, and you may not understand it at all anytime, all the time, or sometime. You may not understand what's going on, and then you'll begin to judge it and say it's not of God. And when it is of God, and you can't pinpoint God, put him in a box, and expect him to operate the way you would. See, you want God to operate on your ground. You know how you think. See, in the first place, your thoughts are not God's thoughts. It's what he already stated to you. His ways and thoughts are higher than yours. You'll never be able to reach them. So he's given you some ground to think on, to be able to handle in your own self when he left to you his power to operate in. But he gave you his power, some of his power, a blood part of his power to operate in. But listen here, he didn't give you all his thoughts. He have given you thoughts to go along with the power that you possess. Do you get the picture? You'll get it after a while. Praise God. See, so now you need to learn how to operate in that and stop trying to be God, because you'll never fit the bill. You understand? We are not God, but we are little gods. So when we say we are little gods, that means we are made in his image and his likeness. We like, you know how they make little dolls out of these different people? They make a little doll. So that doll is in the image of that person. Do you get it? So we are in the image of God. So that's how we become little gods, not the God, not the Almighty God. You never take his place, so stop trying. You know, get in your own place. You know, so there's many places, ways that the anointing came forth and how it came forth. You remember we talked about the handkerchiefs, and remember the dead man was, Elijah was in the cave dead in his place. They had buried him, and here somebody else they throwed right on in there. Now that cave must was full of bones, wasn't it? But only one bone was anointed. Person bones was anointed, and that was Elijah, do you see? Now, you could be the only one that's anointed in your household. You see, you get the picture. And therefore, when anybody touch you, touch your life, glory to God, they got to live. Do you get it? Okay. See what I'm saying? So don't feel bad. Ain't nobody saving my family but me. Thank God for you being saved, or could not be nobody. And could be a house of hell you living in. Do you see what I'm saying? You get it in a few minutes. Praise God. See, God had prophets all over that were anointed. All through the Bible, you had Elijah. He was anointed as a prophet. You see what I'm saying? Elijah was anointed as a prophet, and Aaron was anointed as the high priest, and Saul was anointed as this. He was the first king of Israel. He was anointed to be that. Do you see what I'm saying? He was bad now. I ain't telling you he had to be good, but he still was anointed, you see. David, you know how he was. He was always in the mischief. He was anointed to take Saul's place. You see what I'm saying? God knew Saul was going to fall, so he already anointed David to be in his stead when he do fall. See what I tell you? Your sins go before you and you follow them. Did you get the picture here? My. Now, you think just because you're anointed you can't fall, don't you? Well, if you disobey God, turn your back on him and try to be you, just me, and ain't no God and nobody else, you got to fall. You see what I'm saying? Because you just a little too independent. My God. Then you think about the other thing. Mary was anointed, wasn't she? To carry Jesus, the anointed. Oh, my God, wasn't that a whole lot? Let's put it this way now. Don't get upset. That was a belly full, wasn't it? My God, she was full of the Holy Ghost, anointed. She was carrying around the anointing. Are you carrying the anointing in your belly? Oh, my. We ain't going to preach on that today. We're going to skip that. And what else? Jesus was anointed, wasn't he? He was anointed to set the captives free, to set you and I free and everybody to come, was he not? He was anointed just for that. Now, let me tell you. Listen what Acts 2:39 say right quick, just to go with what I just said. For the promises unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. That was a promise. He promised to you that anointing. Yes. So now that's a promise. Why can't you accept it? As a gift from God. You didn't do it yourself. You could never do it in thousands of years if he gave them thousands of years to you. You could not do that. That anointing was promised to you. And when it was promised to you, ain't no way else you to do but to receive it. You can't buy it. You cannot buy it. So let's say you did accept the gift. Without money, he said, come, buy wine and milk. Without money, without price. All you got to do is yield yourself to the Holy Ghost. Yield yourself to it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So many times we don't want to yield. We want to do a fake one. We want to say, ah, bah, 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 bah. And you got the Holy Ghost. And then there's nothing to back it. There's no lifestyle that's a backing it. You're not walking in the Holy Spirit. You're not doing any kind of business in the Holy Ghost. Everything you're doing is still in the carnal as you were before you went a blah, blah, blah. Huh? See what I'm saying? You say other people to speak it in tongues, so you're going to speak too. You kind of like the seven sons of Skevia, whichever way you want to pronounce it. Don't get mad now. I can't pronounce it like you. You don't pronounce it like me, but we know what we're talking about, don't we? Amen, anyhow. See, you can't buy the anointing. Now, he told you, he said he was going to give unto you power, right? He said in Acts also, say, you shall receive power with the when the Holy Spirit come upon you. Now, there ain't no other way you going to get it. How is you going to get it? Thinking it? Well, I'm going to just think it and I'll get it. He say, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you shall receive it, huh? Now, that's a promise to all the believers. If you believe in Christ Jesus, you seek him. See, when they was on the day of Pentecost in the upper room, they was doing what? Seeking the Lord, seeking Jesus. Huh? And before they can get it, they had to all be on one accord. They had to be united together in one mind and one voice and one sound. For it came. It took a whole lot of day. They had to stay in the upper room a long time before it came. See? Sometimes we think, well, we may get it soon as we start. That means our heart has been united with Christ and with the atmosphere that you are in. If the people in the room where you're tarrying for the Holy Ghost, where you're seeking the Lord, what happened? He got to come because everybody's on the same side, the same lane, the same atmosphere is being produced at that time and the same mind. So when that mind become one, you know Jesus got to come. Here come the Holy Ghost, baptizing y'all, slaying you in the spirit. Everybody's speaking in their own tongue, whatever tongue God give them. Huh? Because it's God, they give it to him, man. Huh? That's how it comes. You know, Elisha went after Elijah. Why? Till he received what he had. He wanted the anointing, and he would not let go. Elijah tried to get rid of Elisha, tried to make him stay behind, get rid of him. But he said, not me. He was going, because I want what you got. I see the anointing in you, and I want it, and I'm not going to stop till I get it. Are you like that? Are you persistent? Are you persistent? Are you trying to be a fake? You trying to fake it? I told you, we go around saying, ah, bah, 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 and ain't nothing coming forth. No proof. No evidence. Ah, you hear me? Now, think about it now. We were talking about Saul. Saul was approached by Samuel to be anointed king, was he not? Seemed like we all have someone to follow in order to receive. Have you ever thought of that? God has somebody in your path to lead you to that truth. Can you follow? Can you follow as God lead? See, we want to lead, but we don't want God to lead us. That's our problem. Think about it now. Mary was approached by an angel, wasn't she? So she can have the anointing come upon her. The angel had to tell her that. He spoke the word to her, and it happened, didn't it? See, the word was formed on the inside. That anointed word was formed. Do you get the picture? That's the difference. Hello? Now, this one to get you. Even Jesus did what? He came to John to be baptized in water, didn't he? You say, but Jesus should have been anointed already. He was the Son of God. Jesus came as a man at that point, didn't he? For a purpose. But when he came up from the water, the anointing came upon him in the form of a dove, did it not? Did you read your scripture? You got the same Bible I got? So he was doing what? He was setting a pattern for us. Did you get it? So that the anointing, bless you, so that the anointing will flow from him, and he can begin to do the work that God sent him there to do. He had to teach these people, teach all of them. He had to get them out of their past life, their past ways. He had got to get them to come forth like never before. So listen here. So what are we trying to tell you? Every believer needs the anointing. And you know the only place to get that anointing is in the presence of God. Each one of them, as they followed the person that was preceding them, you know, was in the presence of God. And when they was in the presence of God, even in the upper room, then they came into the presence of God. That's when the Holy Ghost fell. Nothing short of being in his presence. Did you hear? Nothing short of being in his presence. Now, that's what you got to do, see? Now, Elijah had to drop his manual. See? Who manual dropping on you? Before you get it. Moses laid hands on people. Who got to lay hands on you? So that you can get a visitation. Did John the Baptist have to baptize you? I know you feel like you baptized in water and you saved. Now that's part of the process. Is being baptized in the water is part of the process, but you have to go another step. You still got to get in the presence of God so that the Holy Ghost come upon you. Did you get the picture there? I sure hope you did. Hallelujah, anyhow. Baptized. You know they tell you, hear how the people tell you. Well, they used to talk about it. They don't talk about it too much. Baptizing in the Holy Spirit. They used to talk about it all the time, used to do it all the time. There's a few churches still doing it, see? Believing being baptized in this Holy Ghost, they feel like you come to church three times in a row and you got the Holy Ghost. Now, I don't know how you do that when there's not the presence of God there, and most of the places they go to saying they got it is Ichabod on the door. He don't even visit there. See? Now, you don't want to be in that place where God don't visit.
Nope.
You don't want to be in a place where they don't preach about the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, whichever one you want to use, same difference. You don't want to be in that way they don't preach sanctification. Everybody, you know, I appreciate it. Everybody want to be talking about they want to get the meat of the word, and my pastor don't preach the meat, and my pastor talking about somebody. Are you sinning that your pastor talking about you? Is your sin showing up in his message or her message? When I say showing up, that means they don't follow you around and know what you're doing, but when the word comes, it hits you, you get upset, say, I got to go find me a church where I can get more. I'm not getting no more. I done got all I can get out of there. You right, because they're not going to let you stick around their sin and go to hell. They're trying to pluck you out the fire. That's what they're trying to do. See? But they're going to have to be responsible for that. If you die and go to hell, their blood will be on their hand because of the fact they didn't tell you about what you were doing. It's all right if you get mad. You'll be all right. When you get down the road, it'll hit you, and you say, Lord, that was the truth, and I didn't accept it. See? So it won't be on that pastor's hand. But we get, we're going to lose a member. We're going to lose a member if we start talking about their sin. You ain't talking about their sin. It's God talking about their sin. But when you find out, you come up and tell me you talk about sin, that means you in your flesh. See? Instead of allowing the Spirit of God to convict them and bring them to their knees in repentance, you trying to do it. You can't do it because they're going to get up and go right back to the sin. Huh? No anointing will fall upon them. If you preaching out of the side of the anointing, then they're not going to have no anointing because you ain't created the atmosphere of the anointing in order for them to be anointed. Did you get that? That was a mouthful, wasn't it? Amen. See, God wants us to work in the area of the fivefold ministry. He wants you to work in that area. See, do what he called you to do. See, each person is anointed for each one of these offices. Now, there's a lot of people calling themselves, huh? But they are not anointed. Now, this is my belief. Don't get mad and don't cuss me out or anything. But listen here. Do you really, you can answer the question, do you really think that the preachers ought to anoint these people that haven't been filled with the Holy Ghost? Do you think they ought to give them license, anoint them, everything they ain't been filled? Huh? Can you answer that? Well, you can call at 347-857-3925 and tell us your opinion if you so choose to. But I'm just asking the question, you know. This is time to talk about it, and we try to, you know, hit on a few subjects going on that may be in the back of your mind. Huh? But you don't know to ask or scared to ask. All you can do is get a yes or no or maybe so. Huh? And that ain't going to kill you. You figure what people going to think about you? See, you already done made a mistake by fearing what people going to say about you when you ask a word that you want to know the truth about. You want to know about the anointing? We don't preach about it no more. You don't hear it. I mean, I come from the old school, you know, and they talked about the anointing. They talked about the Holy Ghost. They talked about sanctification. And it ain't about your clothes. And we were just discussing also, too, about the hats. You know, people want to demand that you wear a hat. Suppose you don't have no money to wear no hat. Buy no hat. You can't, you go to church and you can't go to church all dressed up, gusted up with a hat on too. You just did have some clothes. But my thing, if it bothered you that bad, go buy me one. That's my tip theory now. You know, that's me. But the fact is, we want to see more of the anointing going, the Shekinah glory, in the place where you are at worship at. It doesn't matter if you're in a school building, if you're in the hotel room, if you're in your house, in the kitchen, in the on the porch, or wherever you have in church. Let the anointing be that the Shekinah glory dwell in the temple. And only the people that have been anointed with it, that can generate that, one beget the other. Like Cain. Do what? Bring in the presence of the Lord. see, that means everybody's in there of the same mind as it was in the upper room there in Acts, the first chapter, when they came, was in the upper room. Let me tell you one thing. First chapter. When they was in up the room, what happened? They was with one accord, wasn't they not? Mm-hmm. And what happened when they was in up the room? They was all filled, wasn't it? Isn't that what he said? I think they was. So how do we get it? Create the presence of the Lord by our unity. Create the presence of the Lord by our love and care for one another. And when you get in the room together, instead of being unity, you start thinking, well, she don't need to be praying like that, and well, she need to get down on her knees. And he didn't give you no specific position that you had to pray. You pray accordingly. Hmm? If your knees can't bend down there, you can't get down there now, can you? Isn't that right? Hello? So, in other words, we are at the one thing that mind. We want every mind set on Christ Jesus. Now, he's already made the way for you to have the anointing. Now, let me go one phrase further. You know, glory to God, right quick. Okay, the third chapter of Acts also, and we're going to start with the first verse. We ain't going to go far. Now, Peter and John went up together unto the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate, the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask them alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. See, look on us. Now, can anybody look at you? Tell whether you're saved or not. Tell whether you're anointed, baptized, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Can they look on you? Can you tell them to look on you? Okay. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Now, listen, I like this. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. My. And the Bible said, and he took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. He leaping up, stood, walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. My God, see, they weren't even in the temple yet. And also until the anointing began to flow in them, the anointing that was in them flowed out through this man that was lame. And what happened is, my God, God saw it. God listened to the word, what he said. He spoke to him, say, I ain't got no silver gold to give you. He said, but what I do have, I give it to you. And he said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. They were a believer, and when they were a believer, they created the atmosphere that was around him, the Shekinah glory that was around them. It came around him, encircled him, and when it circled him and they touched him, reached out and touched him with their hand, he had nothing else to do but get up and walk. He had to obey that presence that was there. Do we have that today? Huh? We need to get back to this. We need to get back to it and stop all the bickering. Huh? We know in the natural world there's a lot of bickering and mudslinging going on, and it should not be in the church, but it's all truth is parallel, runs neck and neck. The same thing in the world, it'll happen in the church. You see, because you bringing it in the church anyway. So there's bickering there, and there's bickering and mudslinging over there, mudslinging here, mudslinging there. All of this stuff is nothing but drama created by the devil to distract you from being being holy to distract you from getting the Holy Ghost. Also, all this thing is for to get you out of your rest and start believing in the devil instead of believing in God. That's all it's geared to do, is to shake your faith and to bring you down to their level, so you don't reach down to their level, but you do what? You rise above it. Whew, Lord, have mercy. You know you need to get an anointing now. Boy, when it comes, ooh, glory to God. You know, you kind of get carried away, you know, like me. I get carried away when that anointing finally comes, you know. You be going on and on, more wishing for the anointing to come. Then when it finally comes, you get carried away. I'm a little carried away, you know. Glory be to God, because of the fact is I want to see it happen some more. I've seen it in time past, but it looked like the more you talk to the people of God today, the more they want to go the other way. They like being destitute. They like being stressed out. They like being in all kind of dramas and what have you, in chaotic situations and upsets and shootings. And they like this stuff. But when you get tired of it, you're going to do something about it. Tell the devil, devil, you got to go. You can't stay here no more. I will not put up with your foolishness anymore. And you better talk with authority. Talk like you mean it. Stop trying to be, you know, little chippy, chippy, chippy talking. You know, well, you know. No, 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 no. Devil, get out of here and mean it. And then you act accordingly. Hallelujah. Hello, Pastor Sharon. Come on, Pastor Sharon. You better come on, because I'm finna take off here and go to places unknown. Hey, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I know you'll feel that anointing of the Holy Spirit in the place today. We thank God for the word of God from Apostle Porter. I tell you, the Holy Spirit, the anointing that destroys every yoke, the anointing that makes the difference, the anointing, and we all do need the anointing to flow in our life more than ever before. We need the power of God around us, in us, in us, the situation. And just like, you know, the word of God is there to let you know that the people of God walk in the anointing of God. And when they walk in the anointing, they make drastic change. Things happen around them. When the anointing come in, you could tell that it was the anointing. Why? Because changes came forth. But the changes came forth most of all in them first. Because you cannot change what's around you until you change what's in the inside of you. And you know, it's not another thing that you have to do by yourself. It's not what you do by yourself. It takes Jesus, the Holy Spirit, because he promised you the Comforter. You have to, when you have the Comforter, the Holy Spirit in you, you can just ask the, say what, the anointing, you want the anointing of the Lord to what, fall on you, the anointing of the Lord to revive you, to bring forth that change. Don't rely on yourself, but rely on the anointing of God. It's nothing like the Holy Spirit. Why? The Holy Spirit is there to what? Guide you into all truth. The Holy Spirit will control the movement of believers. You don't control your movement. The Holy Spirit is the what control your movement, and it directs in the selection of the Christian leader. In other words, they did not choose themselves for that purpose, but they were chosen of God. Remember what the woman of God was just talking about? That God is the one that anointed, sent forth Samuel, and they anointed David for the position. You are called. God will send forth the man or the woman of God, and they will come forth and anoint you for what? The purpose and your position. So the anointing, right, the Holy Spirit, what? It directs the selection collection of Christian leaders. Not only that, it chooses the fields of operation. Do you think everyone wants to go to Africa, Haiti? But when God sends you, you got to do and you got to go where he sends you to. Just like when Saul was persecuting the saints, and when he was blinded because he met God, the Holy Spirit, on the road of Damascus. And then what? He had to go, and Ananias was led by the Holy Spirit. They were led, and they had to lay hands on him for him to receive sight. So you know that if you don't choose what you want to do, but you are lining up according to the word of God, God knows where he wants you to be, where you'll be more effective, where you can break down stronghold, where you can take back what the enemy has stolen. He knows where he wants you to go. Because why? Because he's the one that directs your path. And the anointing give it life. Why? We talked about what? The Elisha bones, right? And the dead person was connected, right? Came alive. So the anointing give life. When someone is sick and the doctor may pronounce a bad situation in over their life, regardless what it may be, when the anointing comes in, it brings forth life. God will let the anointing come forth in your body where there's sickness and healing come forth in you. He'll turn that situation around. And most of all, the anointing, we know it as the Holy Spirit, as what? That's called the Spirit of Truth. Can you deal with that Spirit of Truth? When that anointing is inside of you and is operating in you will walk in that Spirit of Truth, because God is not a lie. He's not like man that he should lie. And if we want to be more and more like Jesus, did Jesus walk around telling lies? No, because he walked in the Spirit. He was in flesh. He suffered in flesh. He felt just like you and I, but his purpose was to do the will of his Father. And because he came for that purpose, he was directed and he was led by the Holy Spirit. He walked the walk and he talked the talk. And he did the purpose, whatever was purpose for him to do, he do it. He did not walk in lying. Now, how can you have the Holy Spirit inside of you and you're still lying? Don't the Holy Spirit let you know that correct that? That's a lie. Rewind. I know we don't do a lot of rewinding anymore, but it's time for you to rewind. Go over it and get that lie straight. How can you continue to walk and you say the Holy Spirit? Oh, I heard a woman of God talking about you speaking in tongues, but how come that speaking in tongues don't cause, like that movie Liar, when he wanted to tell the truth and his son got tired of dad not showing up, and every time he made a wish and that my dad would tell the truth, and the man was in a predicament, because you know what, he was in a lawyer in a courtroom and he normally tell lies, right, for his client. But you know what, how is it your mouth don't turn around when you're about to tell a lie? If the truth comes out, I tell you, there's nothing like the Holy Ghost. Now, don't you remember about Ananias and Sapphira? The Holy Spirit, they lied to the Holy Spirit, and what happened? It was exposed. So it's time now, when you're walking with the Holy Spirit is in you, and the anointing of God is in you, you allow God to direct your path. It also means he'll season your speed. He'll season you and let you know if that was not nice. How can you have the anointing in you and you cold and you don't have no compassion? How? Because charity is love, and it's all connected to the Lord. Even in our daily walk, yes, sometimes you may not want to hear what the person is saying, but you know what? Love will make you listen. Love will make you have compassion. Love will make you wake up, take a second mile. Though instead of going the 1 mile, you go 2 miles. Love will make you change what you're doing. Don't you know there is no liar in heaven? Don't you know that Holy Spirit is holy? Don't you know the Holy Spirit is sensitive? When the anointing fell on the day of Pentecost, everyone was lined up. Why? Because they got their stuff corrected. So it's time enough for we to get our things what corrected so the anointing can flow. You can wave your hand and God, something happened. You can speak and something happened. Not words, but be effective, knowing, representing Jesus Christ. It's not about your name, but you're representing the Master today. So get rid of your title and put on the title of the Lord Jesus Christ. Like the word came for, what do people see when they look at you? You may have it on the surface, but you know what? I don't believe in that surface thing. I believe in on the inner thing, what's on the inside, because only for a time you can keep putting on that play face, but after a while you got to take that mask off. It's time now for us to walk and be what we call ourselves and be all about our Master business. It is so important. Remember, it guides you into what? All true today. So the anointing meaning what? Anointing mean dedicated to the service of God. Are you dedicated to the service of God? So remember now, Isaiah talked about what? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he commissioned him to go forth and do the work of the Lord. So today, arise and shine and let the glory of the Lord come forth in you and through you today. Be blessed and know that with God, you can do all things today. Remember, he loves you. He's all about you today. He wants to bring you into a closer relationship with him. He wants to bring you into that place in him that he had predestinated for you from the foundation of the world. So no matter what you may go through today, know that you're not by yourself. Just speak to the Holy Spirit. Just speak to him. You can say, Holy Spirit, lead and direct me. Oh, Lord, I need a refreshing right now. I need some strength right now. And you know what? He'll bring forth that refreshing. He'll strengthen you from the inside out. So be blessed, Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, tell me y'all didn't feel that anointing flowing through not only the phone line, but also through the waves of that computer, whatever form or fashion that you're listening to. I tell you, we serve an awesome God, and never forget what he have done for you and what he is still doing for you. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Now, just to let you all know that we have already started our Thanksgiving drive. We help family and kids in need during that time. And you can send your donations to City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. And no donation is too small or too large. Know that the gift of giving is always a blessing. You can also drop off canned goods or a donation at the church location, which is 31325 CR437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. That's 31325 CR437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. On Sundays, we're there at 1 o'clock, and on Tuesday night, we have Bible Talk at 6 p.m. Know that we will be happy to receive your donations. Every Friday, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our host, Elder Wittith. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333-POUND. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333-POUND. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael with I'm Just Saying. That calling number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. Till then, you be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go. When
and
I let God,
let him have,
let God have his
way.
That's when things start happening. I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go. When
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
Soon as I stop
worrying,
worrying how the story ends,
I can let go.
I let go when
I can let God.
Let
him
have.
And let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.
My
word.